right, Frank.
Oh, I love you.
Let's thank Pauline for not following instructions like a regular addict. We don't like to follow instructions anyway. And so, with that, I'll give you Frankie from the Baltimore area.
I'm a recovering addict. My name's Frank. Listen, I'm clean by God's grace and God's mercy in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank God for everything. I want to thank the program committee for not taking a risk on myself or my recovery. I want to thank the opportunity to share with a dear friend of mine, a predecessor, where I got clean at. It's a great honor just to be beside you, to be able to follow you in Narcotics Anonymous. I owe my allegiance to the old timers. It was old timers that dug the trenches here. There was old timers that took the courage to go into the battlefield to allow addicts like us to be able to stay clean here. My clean date's 02-25-92. I've been clean since my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I'm real grateful to be a Narcotics Anonymous member. My home group is the Grow Up or Die group of Narcotics Anonymous. We meet in the Baltimore area, right, which is in the Free State region. I got clean in CMP. I've had the great opportunity to have the ability to be here for the last 22 years in a row, and like all Narcotics Anonymous clean time, I recovered from the disease of addiction. Like I said, my home group is the Grow Up or Die group of Narcotics Anonymous. Listen, I'm not going to apologize for anything I share here. Listen, I'm not going to do a ninth step after the meeting. We prayed, and listen, and all I know is that I'm out of the way. And listen, I'm not going to apologize for sharing about God in a God-given program. I got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor who's got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor who's got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor. I'm not going to apologize for the literature, because the literature don't lie. You do, and I do too. So listen, they asked me to do a topic, right, that we both have, and a lot of us do, and I got a lot of experience with the topic of filling the void. So listen, listen, you need to get a hard-won experience here to share on a topic like this. And I was with Charlie's Angels, my three dear friends, a few days ago, and I was in the back seat of the truck, and I said, look, I believe before you come and you share on a topic, right, because it has to have some kind of structure, and I went to the literature, and but I went to Webster too, and today we have Webster on the phone, and the boy talks about an empty place, right? I'm talking about a place that has no hope. I'm talking about my story. Listen, I got clean from the streets to the seats. I cold turkey detoxed in the room of Narcotics Anonymous, right? Listen, it was about one enemy, one battle plan, the steps. I got clean on our message, work the steps or die, motherfucker. I got clean on, like, listen, we had to join the ranks, right? And that's how I got clean. I still got a great passion at midnight to stay clean. Right? Listen, look, and listen, and the journey continues, talks about from desperation to passion. I'm an addict with 22 years clean in a couple months. Somebody did the time on my badge. I think it's 9,000 something days, but less than 4 days, maybe 5 now, it's past midnight. Right? I'm going to give you a little shout out. I want to get the disclaimers out of the way real quick. Listen, I want to just got 2 years right now on this day. Listen, I'm real grateful. And I'm just going to, I'm living with it and I'm not dying from it. And I'll share on that. Listen, in step four in Network Sound Why, it talks about we ask ourselves if our sexual behavior has been based in selfishness or in love. We may have new sex to fill the spiritual void, right? We talk about the spiritual void we felt inside. That emptiness. And listen, we just heard about the loneliness, the enemy within us. Alright? Listen, I've been engaged 5 times since I've been clean. Right? Okay, y'all been hearing the legacy in my life
since I've been clean in Narcotics Anonymous. Right? It's been a legacy here. Listen, you need to have proper love and to fill the void and the emptiness that, like that addict seeking recovery, he never died from the horrors of active addiction. Listen, when I got clean, I was empty, Kenny. I'm telling you, though I didn't ever think that I could stay clean here. When my mom died, when I had 92 days clean, that emptiness, the void. Listen, I didn't believe in you guys. I didn't get clean in Narcotics Anonymous to stay clean. To let carry the message, to be in love with God and talk about that spiritual word. I'll get to that place. Listen, I had a counterfeit God when I got clean. I had a God of my own accountability. God did for me, right, what I couldn't do for myself. And that was called from a rude awakening to a spiritual awakening here. Listen, you ain't at the bottom till you're at the bottom clean. Listen. I'm talking about when at the end of the road, when you cannot function as a human being after your clean day. Listen, the war is never over. It's a spiritual warfare. Once you cold turkey and you detox here, that's as clean as you're ever getting. That's it. You can pee all day long and be clean. I understand after working the first step, I lost my monkey mind. I understand about the void that it's talking about in our literature. Right? I understand about when it's talking about there's been a vacuum in your life, man. Listen, I thought it was about the dope when I stopped using. I thought about, but the pain, the feelings I was feeling, that little boy was trapped in a body. That little boy was in pain when my mom died here. All I knew was to come to the group. I had to come out of the grip. I had to come to the group, Kenny. I had to ask the group for help. I didn't want to get high on that day. I just didn't want to use it 92 days clean. Listen, when I talk about a bottom after bottom after bottom after bottom after bottom clean, listen, I didn't come to Narcotics Anonymous and think that, 12 steps would take a transformation into my life. It was only through a prayer. It was only through God's grace and mercy that He paid my ransom note. Listen, I'm talking about being clean and free. I look for everything outside myself here, right? To just find love. And then listen, I had love all mixed up. I had no conception of what love was. I thought love, I was taught from the streets, man. I was misinformed by the misinformed. Listen, I came from a place of abandonment. Right? My mom left me at birth. Listen, I was abandoned from birth. Never knew who my real mom was. Listen, I'm a product of everybody who's ever told me they love me has left me. Listen, don't tell me you love me. Huh? Love's an action word. You need to be locked and loaded in your faith to know that, love watches. Love has patience. Listen, I'm living a great life today. Listen, I'm not drug proof when I'm a proof in the way I live. Because look, when I say you ain't hit a bottom till you hit a bottom clean, I'm talking about the bottom of greed. I'm talking about the bottom of lust. I'm talking about the bottom of a rebellion and prejudice and hate and just running off your own juice until you're all squeezed out. So listen, more Be Revealed talks about. More Will Be Revealed talks about, and indescribable joy comes from sharing from the heart. We no longer need to lie to gain acceptance. Hey, listen, there was a time where that void needed to be validated by you, whether you liked me or not. Or whether you loved me or not. My sponsor said a long time ago, this ain't Woodstock. Listen, it's been a hard-won experience here. Listen, it's been a real hard-won experience. And just allowing myself to be like okay with self and letting myself be. Not taking myself so serious. Listen, God stopped your funeral. Everybody was on the way. Right? Hey, listen, look, a lot of people say a long time, Frankie, you're so loud still. But you know, listen, the longer I stay clean, man, the louder the disease has gotten. The louder the disease has told me still. Listen, you got victory over your disease. Listen, I ain't trapped up. The disease ain't running my life. It's not telling me what to do. I'm not a wishy-washy kind of guy. I've been able to fill that void, but that's between me and my disease with God. With a positive affirmation. Hey, listen, are you winning in your life? Do you love your clean time? Are you excited about being alive? Listen, I'm telling you, I'm living with and not dying from. I'm suffering from a disease that as soon as possible it can take my life. Listen, I owe major respect to the disease. But the disease does not run my freedom. I'm free in my clean time. I'm glad to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I mean, ain't nothing like being a member here. Ain't nothing like being utilizing and just walking in your faith. Listen, I want to thank God for my sponsor. I want to thank God for all the men, my sponsors. I want to thank God for every desperate prayer that I've had clean. I want to thank God for all the pain that I've been through since I've been clean. I want to thank God for all the times that I took my will back clean, was locked up clean. I've been locked up clean 8 times since I've been clean. 21 years clean, I was selling dope. Listen, I want to thank God for every moment, all the times and the heartaches. I want to thank God for all the pain, all the breakups, all the losses and all the gains, because without getting loaded in the storm and weathering the storm, I was able to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and carry a sufficient message. Listen, you need to carry a sufficient message here. Listen, I'm real excited about everything I've ever been through. I wouldn't have wanted any other way. I wouldn't have wrote the script any other way. A year clean, my grandfather died. At 5 years clean, my grandmother died. I buried sponsees. Listen, it's just a reality here. Listen, I want to thank God for all the rejection here in the void. Listen, it's been the rejection that's been God's protection for me. Listen, when I was looking for love in all the wrong places, listen, we are free to go in directions where we never considered before. Listen, are you still living in a box? Are you still acting like you're locked up in Brookings and walking the yard? You still acting like you're in your jumpsuit and you got years clean? Look. We are free to dream in pursuit of fulfillment of our dreams. Listen, are you still dreaming in your clean time and your recovery? Have you stopped your own dream? Are you your own blessing blocker? Listen, who's in your life? Has everybody in your life stopped your blessings? Who's up in your camp? Listen, you have God's army in your camp. Listen, you need to know who's next to you. I've been taught real well since I've been clean. It takes great courage and prayer when you're under pressure. I do my best work when I'm under pressure. It hasn't been when I've had the Barbie beside me, right? It hasn't been that when I've had all the material things, right? Listen, put the big ear on. Our lives stretch out before us like a limitless horizon. Hey, listen, does your faith be able to look around a corner where you can't see? When everybody's left you, right? And it's just you and the relationship you claim you got with God. And it's just you in your bedroom. And it's all dark. You're not knowing where your next meal's coming from. You're not knowing if you got the job the next day. You're not knowing whether or not really your children love you. You're not knowing whether or not the fellowship loves you. You're not knowing whether or not your sponsor loves you. You don't even love your prayers to the next day or the next month. Can you see around the corner when you're locked and loaded in that darkness? Man, I'm talking about being trapped in a body with a mind that don't give a F no more. Listen, I remember the first breakup, and the first thought was suicide. It wasn't about using. Just what I'm saying. It wasn't about getting loaded. It was about being in the darkness. It was about wanting to kill myself. Clean. Listen, after years clean here, it works out why second step talks about where your life just means meaningless and hopeless. Listen, and you don't want to live no more. As if you're never going to love again. The lie that some of us buy. Listen, I've been in love many, 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 many times here. Listen, I love hard, I pray hard, and I play hard. And I trust God. And God loves to love. Hey, listen, if you're loving today, get what I'm saying. If you're loving today, right, listen, check this out. Ain't nothing like love. Love is God's greatest source of strength and courage, and our third step talks about that only God's our greatest source of strength and courage. And about sharing so much. Listen, I was listening last week and I've been hearing it for all the years. Man, like a lot of you guys talk a lot about God. You talk too much about God. How can you listen? I'll take a bullet for an enemy. But how can you not share about the force that's keeping me clean, the force that's keeping me, my heart going, the force that's allowed me to work through my prejudice and my hate and my self-destruction, right? Get what I'm saying here. We may stumble from time to time. Out the 10th step gives us an opportunity to pick yourselves up, man, up and keep you walking forward. Are you still walking forward clean? And you're penniless, and you're jobless, and listen, you might be even homeless, right? Are you still walking forward in your faith? Can you look back at your last day you used and still having a hope? Listen, if you're hanging around hopeless people, you're hopeless. I got men and women in my life that have got hope, and they're believing in each other. Listen, you can't have it no better than that. Listen, no one's got it better than us. It goes on to say our higher power has given us an invitation to live, and we accept it with gratitude. Listen, are you grateful for the meal you're eating? Are you grateful for the toothbrush you got? Are you grateful for the just the little things? Being able to have some popcorn, being able to have some cup of coffee. Listen, hell had an exit for me. 2 weeks ago, my sugar was 550. Okay, listen. And fill in the void. Listen, I had many, many experiences here. Doing this. Right here. Doing this. Right? And doing this and filling the void and neglecting my responsibilities. Traveling all over the world to do this. To fill this void that I was filling for ego, image, and time. Right? But I wasn't filling it for God. I wasn't in a proper, mature way at the time. But God let me hit the bottom clean. Listen, it's God's will for us to stay clean, not used. So listen, at the bottom, right? And at the bottom of whatever bottom you're in, right? And you got the opportunity to still stay clean. Like, God. God, only God through a prayer can give you that hope to get through that storm, because no matter what storm's coming, right, all you got to do is hold on tight. It's going to be alright. Listen, we got to rock with the storm. We got to roll. We got to hold on tight. We just might have to, we just might have to lock and load next to each other and arm to arm, man. Listen, you got great courage here. The war ain't ever over. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. The disease is not happy with us. This ain't nothing but being a big void this weekend. We're showing that we can recover from the disease of addiction. Clean time counts here. That's why we celebrate clean time with key tags, not your using time. So listen. The voids. Listen, you stay clean here. And you dream. And you experience life without the use of drugs. Our disease will find its way. Listen, the disease don't ask for permission. It don't ambush you in any way for you good sharing addicts that claim you got it going on all the time. Right? The ones that don't want to talk about what's going on this day. Because it's really sad that we can tell your story before you can. Right? And you're filling the void with your ego, image, and time. Because check this out, right? You don't want to report to us, really, that the little boy got to grow up here. This is a boys to man program. Listen, you need to be taught by the proper men to grow up here.
There's a lot around here, right, that if you're having sex, and then you're not practicing safe sex, listen, go for you women too, that guess what? You're saying you want to have a child. Big boy stuff. Listen, I came here with 3 children. Right? I learned, it works how and why I came out. Talked about having the responsibility and letting the court system know where you work at. So you can pay child support payments. 8 step, it works how and why. Okay? So listen, along the way, at 10 years clean, maybe the 5th engagement, 4th engagement, when she left me for the woman. And 10 years clean, I was sitting in my home group having to tell you the story, right? Right? Before the story got like cut up and doped up, I had to tell the story how she left me. Because she lived normal. For the disclaimer, clean time don't exempt you from pain. It works out why. 3rd step. So listen, I'm a proper go to it, right? My weapons are right there, right? My recovery fits the literature. So that it talks about in recovery and relapse that it might be a nuclear blast in someone. Yes, that busts my ego up that she left me for a woman. But then I had to get a proper, and to get in a proper maturity because I claimed I had a 3rd tradition, right? That could take anybody, race, sex, color, creed, ain't about a black addict, Puerto Rican addict, diabetes addict, hepatitis C addict, right? Listen, it's about addicts, right? Embracing each other in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, carrying our message. So listen, I was putting point with that, right? But listen, I'm talking about the void after she left. And I claimed, you claimed great victory after you, listen, I'm talking about me now. And you claimed great victory when you don't know how many women you've slept with since you've been clean. That's right. And your 4th step and your 8th step, it starts to be faceless addicts. Right? I'm talking about my story here. Listen, I've been clean here longer than most. And I share that not out of cockiness, but out of confidence. And living a way of life without the use of drugs. Listen, I came from the streets. Nobody pays bills where I came from. We lived in a shed. I gave blood for a living. It wasn't about a BG&E. I lived off chicks. But along the way, I've had the responsibility and the opportunity to pay BG&E, pay $191,000 in child support to PG County. All those victory stories along the way. Homes, motorcycles. Listen, I got locked and loaded, right, for an MTV crib. My home turned into an MTV. Listen, Sleep Shady had nothing on Frankie Bones. That guy had nothing except his wardrobe in my home. Right, I'm talking about motorcycles inside my home, plasma TVs. Right, I'm talking about trap, man. Listen, $50,000 in my pocket, working for myself. Listen, that 10 years clean, the void. I was shoveling rat shit for $45 a day in a place across the street. We call it Patterson Park. We call it Jurassic Park. Across the street on Fayette and Fulton and Baltimore Street, I'm shoveling rat shit for a living, 10 years clean. And listen, I know some of y'all are judging me right now, but check this out. It might be your day to shovel that shit. And listen, on this day, I would do it tonight. How grateful are you on that day? On that day, right? So listen, on that day, so la-di-da-di everybody, I keep rolling through the punches in recovery. A lot of y'all have heard my story. What I thought was a curse was a blessing. My daughter was born on trick-or-treat on Halloween, right? So check this out. Along the way, I got into this place. Pauline, I understand about the loneliness. I understand about the enemy within us, man. Listen, having to just go home, sit true in 11 steps, being content with or without the approval of you. But check this out. It only went through a relationship with God that I got into 11 steps that God had was my best cut man in my corner. Listen, my arms were too short to box with God here. So what started happening, I started seeking God, and God started telling me, listen, I got you. I got you no matter what. Your story saves lives. Narcotics Anonymous was a setup for you to find me. I need you to have a purpose in life. It's to tell another addict
Listen, it's a try another one. You never, never, Oliver, never, never gotta use again no matter what. Balls to the wall, motherfucker, don't use. I don't care what's going on. Hell or high water. It takes great courage. Listen, if you use, if you use, you keep coming back. No matter what, you come back, you hold your head up. Listen, you don't break rank no more. You need to get your boots on. The army rides in the Narcotics Anonymous. Pauline just said it. There's some proper men and women that are getting prepared to go into battle. Right? You need to know what you're bringing into battle, man. You ain't bringing a buck knife. Listen, you're not. I'm not going to war with you. I'm leaving you. See, the disease can't hit a moving target. And when you start believing and trusting in God, you're going to get a bullseye on here. And it's, listen, when you start believing in a God-given program, recovering from a gift from God, and automatically, put it big on, recovery is a gift from God. It says in our 12-step, basic text, it's a gift. We receive it from God. Have you received a blessing? Knowing you've been blessed, God can straighten the mess up at any given day. Any given day, for your haters that are holding you down. Listen, just become famous in your own life. Let them be the motivators. Let them be the ones that just give you that urge and spite. Don't use. Just keep coming back. Work a step. Watch what happens. A sixth step can flip inside you, do you, pop, pop, fizz, fizz, ooh, what a belief it is. Listen, I'm talking about, listen, well, it was only my bottom clean. My bottom clean. I was married when I was 16 years clean. I got married. What I thought was a curse then still was a blessing. Listen, I watched her do the whole fellowship almost. That's right, I had to come tell my story. My story. Because the truth will always set you free. I don't never, never, never worry about the effect of sharing. It's the freedom that comes from sharing. See, there's a freedom from sharing. And only God uses people at the bottom of the barrel to carry this message. Listen, God don't take the ones that have just got it going on all the time to come here and tell you the phony image and ego and the false pride that they're believing. Because guess what? You're getting ready to smoke. Relapse is the process. Using is the end result. How far are you? Are you in relapse? No. I'm 12 steps ahead of disease. Multiple and multiple and multiple decisions and choices before I ever get loaded. Can I drug proof? No. Am I exempt from using? No. But what I do know, I'm recovering from the disease of addiction like in Ocean City, Maryland. Cleaned by God's grace. An undeserved gift. But what I do know through the gift of life ain't free. It was a gift. Listen, if you're clean today and you got a clean day, embrace it. Because what I know through all the pain and the journey and the women leaving me, the girls leaving me, right, saying, I'm done with you, thank God, I'm running from you, thank God, whatever they might be, or listen, la-di-da-di, everybody, but through all that, my experience, right, it was, listen, I needed to get all my fur ripped off. I needed that one. Tell you, I needed that one. I needed the one to take me to the limit. How about that one? Do you remember where you were the day before you got here? That day. You didn't think about coming here that day. But it was that day where, listen, bullpen therapy was enough for this guy. Clean. 21 years. Right? 21 years clean. Bullpen therapy. Right? From a rude awakening to a spiritual awakening and walking out the bullpen. And listen, for all the jokers that said, oh God, that will never happen to me. Don't worry, listen, I just told you where my home group was. You'll find me there. You'll find me there after that happens to you. All it took was fantasy and illusion. I don't have a drug problem. I'd rather have all the problems that I have today than a drug problem. I'd rather deal with losing and fantasy, right? But you know something? With without having the kill for a reservation, because if you got a reservation through fantasy and illusion, you might die. But what happens when you cry, the disease is dying. So when it was a crying, desperate, prayer that I asked God, could you just remove her from me? She's worse than that dope. I love, listen, sex took me out of the rooms in Narcotics Anonymous, man. I thought I'd never leave here. I'm a Narcotics Anonymous face. I thought I'd never leave here. I didn't think I was coming back. God paid the note. I was a moment of silence clean. You're not an NA member if you're selling drugs. No, you're not. You've given up all rights. You have. Listen, this is a fellowship of men and women. We stand strong today. Listen, I've experienced it. I've seen it happen here. I've seen it tonight. Listen, man, we're a vision of hope. I was at the end of the road clean. I didn't think I was making it back. Prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer. 21 years clean. Listen, 21 years clean. I found myself back in Narcotics Anonymous with my most greatest gift. And that was my clean date. And a cup of coffee in a chair. But I started doing the drill, Oliver. 90 meetings in 90 days. Not 90 girls in 90 days. Find a new way to live. Huh? So listen, I joined Narcotics Anonymous again. I made a choice. I would join Narcotics Anonymous. My haters even missed me, right? So now my haters love me again, right? So I'm back in Narcotics Anonymous. Now I got a new generation of haters. Ones that don't understand how someone can have clean time and have something happen to them, right? Well, check this out. Let me know where you are when you've got 22 years clean, right? And listen, and you're at the end of the road and you've only got one call left on your phone, right? And it's just that one call. Listen, I'm just talking about my story. Didn't have the desire to use, had the desire to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and find a new way to live clean. I haven't had no sex in over a year and a couple months. I've not even been on a relationship for over a year and on a date over a year and a couple months. I have not masturbated over a year and a couple months. I have not been in no spa over a year and a couple months. I haven't had sex between my eyes and my ears over a year and a couple months. I got victory. You know why? Because check this out. Because I love God more than any female on this earth. And all I want is God to put the right woman in my life who loves God more than man. I'm done.